We are living on this property for over 29 years this year since we are married, and we are living here. So I'm really a proud recipient of my title that I have. And my two beautiful daughters, we are so happy as a family.
That's Edra Knight Brooks of Middlesex St. Elizabeth. She recently received a title for her property through the Land Administration and Management Program LAMP2 project. Her husband, Cordell, was just as excited to finally be a legitimate landholder.
I'm so happy to get my land title, and I know it is a great value to me, and I appreciate it very much.
And several other residents across other parishes could soon have an opportunity to get their land titles following the expansion of the LAMP2 project.
LAMP2 will extend the services of LAMP beyond the three parishes presently covered, Manchester, St. Elizabeth, and Clarendon, to include additional parishes of St. James, Westmoreland, St. Anne, Hanover, and Trelawney.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. LAMP2 started in 2010 and was initially designed as a two-year project aimed at conducting cadastral mapping and titling in the parishes of St. Elizabeth, Manchester, and Clarendon. The expansion of the project brings to 8 the number of parishes benefiting from land surveying and titling services under the initiative.
And one of the things that the government has always been interested in doing is to ensure that persons can properly title their properties, so as to ensure that they can use the asset that they have now, that the capital is locked up. They can use the asset and access credit in the form of society, do a bit of estate planning, use the title to start small businesses, to become entrepreneurs. And that is what the LAMP2 expansion program is geared to.
Project Director LAMP, Lisa Campbell. LAMP2 is being implemented through a partnership with the Korea Cadastral Survey Corporation, GeoLand Consortium, and the Government of Jamaica. The time frame of the project has also been extended to 10 years.
The targets under this 10-year program include updating and amending the valuation property tax roll for 100,000 parcels, delivery of certificates of compliance for 50,000 parcels, cadastral surveys for 112,000 parcels, completion of the cadastral map for St. Elizabeth, and the registration of 12,500 parcels of land across the project parishes.
The completion of cadastral mapping of St. Elizabeth and the registration of 12,500 parcels of land across the project parishes will be carried out under LAMP2. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says through the program, the government will be able to alleviate poverty while at the same time contribute to wealth creation.
Land is a major tool for economic development. It is a major asset, especially for persons with little cash who cannot access certain facilities simply because they have no titles to the wealth that they possess.
The government, through the LAMP initiative, has been assisting thousands of residents in procuring certificates of title for their land and to update the information on existing titles.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.